Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
No panties on Sundays.
Good band name, too. Please welcome No Panties on Sundays.
Damn, it's Friday.
Yeah, it is Friday. And it's also a new work week. It's Monday today. We're back live after a long holiday weekend. Hope everybody enjoyed their turkey, drank a lot of booze, ate a lot of turkey, sat in my ass. Yeah. I watched the Tyson fight. I told this story early in the show. I liked it.
Did you?
Yes, I'm not lying to you, Craig. I liked it. I had $50. $50 is, I blow $50 pre-pandemic, you know, just going out to have a few beers. So sitting around, my son wanted to buy it. I said, you want to buy this? Sure, we buy it. So they're both in shape. Tyson looks really good. Roy Jones Jr. looks pretty good, too, but Tyson looks a little bit more ripped than Roy does. They both look like they're in their mid-50s, obviously. Well, 51 and 54.
Were they both fast?
Oh, yeah.
Still fast?
Especially Tyson. They were both really fast. Roy Jones Jr. was a really he quit boxing. He boxed last time 3 years ago.
Oh.
So there's a great line after the fight when Tyson's being interviewed. I think it was Jim Gray, I think it is, yeah. And he's interviewing both of them together. And he goes, everybody's worried about his ass. He goes, nobody's worried about my ass. He goes, he fought 3 years ago. I haven't fought in 15 years. And he lost 100 pounds. Tyson, wow, at one point, must have been 320.
Really?
Because
he was pretty big there for a while.
Right. They swung at each other, Craig. They hit each other in the head a few times. They called it a draw. I think that was just to appease the dudes. But Tyson won the fight, anybody who watched it. But what I was saying the most is, earlier to these guys, is Snoop Dogg's commentary was the absolute best because they could swear. And he was going, S, man. You know how he talks anyway. But at one point, the first round, there's a couple punches where they kind of miss and they kind of hug each other. One guy stumbles. and Snoop Dogg goes, this is like two of my uncles in their underwear fighting at the barbecue. It was just a great line. It came up. And then I really started concentrating on what Snoop was saying. And he was funny. He was funny. Yeah, it was $50. Jake Paul just destroying Nate Robinson was
Knocked him out.
Was actually sad, man. He went down.
Lights out.
Yeah. Lights out. And that Jake Paul, I don't follow him, but my son knows what he does on social media. He's huge. But he's also a pretty decent shape dude. Can box a little bit.
Yeah, he's trained for a while.
And Nate Robinson, that was his first celebrity boxing match. And he hadn't had a real fight yet. And I don't think he's going to do it again.
Anyone else of
Probably
note
not.
On the undercard?
No, a couple of there were real fights below those, though. But
so the rest were real boxers.
I didn't recognize them. Yeah.
So after the fight,
yeah,
Mike Tyson said that before the fight, I don't know how this came up, if someone asked him or whatnot, asked him if he'd smoked weed. He said, yeah.
Sure.
Well,
it was like, of course.
Well, they interviewed Mike Tyson about an hour before the fight, looked like, live. And Jemele Hill actually said it out that Mike Tyson's high as F on her Twitter. And I responded to that. And I basically said, yeah, I've heard that improves your quickness. But, yeah, he looked a little stoned in the interview. But he obviously is a stoner that can be smoked dope all the
time. That's what he said. He said it's just what he does.
Right.
He said he just has to smoke. He said, I'm sorry, I'm a smoker. I smoke every day.
Right.
Of course I smoke today.
And he wasn't slow. He wasn't like he was in there stoned. He was swinging really quick.
So he smokes $40,000 worth of weed a month.
Is that what he said?
Well, between him and his crew. Yeah.
Sure.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or at least that's what they would charge.
You remember that's what they said.
Place.
Yeah.
We had this conversation at the time. He said, how much do you smoke? Yeah, $40,000 worth. Well, you know, we figured out at the time there's no way one guy.
Well, we figured that out with, because Bob Marley, somebody released Bob Marley's pot consumption at one time, and we figured, well, he's going to need a lot of help.
Yes.
The amount that he listed was physically impossible for one human to consume.
Yeah. You have many hangers on.
Sure.
But once again, smoking dope and playing reggae and smoking dope and fighting. I'd rather do the former. Just grab the guitar and go ching, 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 ching.
I'm going to speculate.
Stone, as opposed to dudes punching me.
That he really didn't smoke a lot of dope in his previous fights.
Who?
Tyson.
No, back in the day. But once again, this was a real fight. He couldn't be in there any slower. Roy Jones Jr. would have connected.
Since there was no scoring, it ended in a draw.
Right.
However, I did see somewhere else that Tyson just landed a hell of a lot more punches.
He did. He did. And afterwards, they also asked Roy Jones Jr., he goes, when this man hit, because I've always known about Mike, but never fought before, when this man hits you, it hurts.
I bet.
He said, it hurts.
It's got to.
With every fiber.
You think they were going to call it a draw?
Yes.
Either way.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because it wasn't.
There wasn't being score.
There was no score.
They had a running score, though, of three different guys judging it.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
They were celebrity judges,
weren't they? They had them pretty much Tyson ahead, but then when it came back and they said it's a draw, I'm thinking they were the celebrity ones, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know who they were.
Yeah, I have often wondered.
I didn't care what they called it. It was an exhibition anyway.
Even if you're a real judge, how you tell, oh, that was a power punch. Oh, that one landed.
Those guys know what they're doing.
You know boxing?
They know what they're doing.
Because it all happens so fast.
I don't want to get that either, Todd, but they do know. They do know.
Oh, yeah. They are trained to see those things.
Sure.
They've done those things.
But if you haven't seen the video of the Jake Paul just knocking him, he knocks him down three times, Nate Robinson.
Oh, man.
The third time, he doesn't get up.
He looks
dead.
I think if you're ringside, you can hear.
Oh, that's another thing.
When a punch lands.
That's another thing that Tammy Pescatelli and I were going back and forth on Twitter about this. That's what Snoop Dogg said when Nate Robinson went down the third time, and he fell one of those arms to the side, face down, like scary falls.
Out before he hit the canvas.
Right, and he wasn't moving, and the other announcers were trying to talk seriously, and Snoop goes, Nate will be all right, like that, and just goes, and he just starts talking about something else.
That's going to follow that dude.
Oh, I know. Somebody said he should discontinue Twitter, Instagram, and just stay out of the public eye for a long time.
I saw a video compilation. I think it was dudes like working at a store.
Yeah.
It must have just been like friends working together. They would walk by each other and say Nate Robinson, and they would just fall to the ground.
He got $600,000 for that. Him and both that Jake Paul each got $600,000.
Okay.
So, to risk your life, though.
Well, yeah.
And to Roy Jones' point about getting hit by Tyson and it hurting, I would go ahead and say that getting hit by anybody, it hurts.
Yeah. But he's also
it hurts.
But Roy Jones Jr. is a stud.
Yeah, that's
it. I get it.
And he said this guy hurt.
Get it, but I don't want to get punched by anybody.
No.
No, all these jackasses. Oh, I took a punch from Tyson for $100,000.
They were saying that in the late '80s, Todd, and that was just idiotic.
You'd be in the ICU.
Right.
No, you wouldn't.
After one punch from Tyson,
you'd be brain dead and no place to spend the $100,000.
You'd be living on pudding.
Right. You'd spend that $100,000.
Although that sounds good, it's not usual.
On medical.
Yeah. You could buy a lot of pudding for $100,000.
You'd get all your top five puddings.
Good point.
Including butterscotch.
Yeah.
What happened to you, Tyson?
Pudding.
Where's the pudding?
Yeah, it was. I expected it to be a ripoff, and it really wasn't. It was kind of fun to watch. And it was over by 11 o'clock our time, I believe. So I was still awake. So that helped.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a picture of Tyson with standing over a cake of Roy Jones. It was shaped just like his head. They said that he sliced off the ear and ate the ear.
Yeah,
that real?
That was a preview. Yeah, they did that.
Tonight at 7:15 Central Time, Seattle at Philadelphia, Seahawks at the Eagles.
Go Eagles.
Yeah, but the Eagles are bad.
They are.
Wentz sucks.
They are. I think I read this weekend they said Jalen Hurts might play. They might
bench Wentz.
Well, not bench him, but work the other kid in a little bit more.
Oh, yeah.
Give him a shot to.
Where's that Wentzylvania now, Eagle fans? You suck. Hate the Eagles.
I hate the Seahawks.
So in a Fox News interview over the weekend, President Trump complained about massive dumps of votes for his opponent.
Yeah.
And so the phrase is now trending on Twitter, # massive dumps.
Play a little bit of that audio, Craig,
right.
If you got it.
Did he take one in his diaper when he was raving about this?
Yep. No word on that specifically.
He's got a problem. Incontinence problem he does.
I bet you he did.
Right.
Here we go. This is him saying this.
And what happened, if you watched the election, it was 10 o'clock and you looked at the numbers, and I'm sure you felt that way, this election was over. And then they did dumps. They call them dumps, big, massive dumps in Michigan and Pennsylvania, big, massive dumps.
No, they were actually counting the votes, and those were bigger cities that voted against you really, really bad.
I don't often agree with what S.E. Cupp has to say, but I heard her say it shortly after the election. He got what he wished here. He got his wish because he told all the Republican governors to wait to count the mail-in ballots.
Yes, he did.
So they did.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
And as a result, he lost his lead once they started counting the mail-in ballots because about two-thirds of them went toward Biden.
The Republican legislature in Pennsylvania, they're still run by Republicans, although the governor is actually a Democrat. They were not allowed. They did it for him. You can't count this
right.
stuff.
Right, because if we'd counted all the votes on election night, we would have said, oh, Biden won.
Biden won right away.
And we wouldn't have had a month-long election.
Well, he did win. He won a couple days after that.
Yeah, but we would have known then.
Right. Well, we know now. He just doesn't.
Is he just going to keep this up until
he's gone? You know why? Because people are still spending and sending him money. Everybody knows it's a. I've even seen other people actually saying, don't send him money. He's just taking it and spending it.
Yeah, he's probably on his way to strong-arm some guys in the Electoral College now.
No, ain't going to work.
Can it?
No. It's over, man.
2016, they had like four they call faithless electors.
Yep.
Is there a chance that could happen?
No, not in these states. Not in the real states. Not Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or Georgia, for that matter.
Yeah, because
Georgia's got a Republican governor.
Most states
have
rules.
By the way, he calls that guy a loser, too. He hates on the Republican governor of Georgia now.
Most states have rules that, you know, you got to elect whoever the population, or whoever the majority voted for, you've got to cast your electoral vote for. Right. But I know some can still go rogue.
He's done. It's just ridiculous. We got to hear from this bozo. Because he's not being a president right now.
Well, there's a pandemic
what side you're
raging.
On. Right. He's not doing anything to help the American people at all right now. Sitting at a small desk, which, by the way, is just hilarious.
That was beautiful.
My question is,
talking about massive dumps.
How is that different than the last 4 years?
I'm with you, Todd. But, you know, he didn't do anything then either. But now it's kind of sad.
Just railing against massive dumps.
Right.
Including his own. He doesn't acknowledge those,
crazy.
Though. Who was the guy from Celebrity Apprentice?
Unbelievable video.
He sounded crazy.
Apparently he's on Yellowstone.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that. Somebody said, Judd Apatow said the guy's on Yellowstone. Well, this guy was a comedian slash actor.
He was on an episode or a season of Celebrity Apprentice, right?
He said, there's a really long video that Puss can share. You're talking about, it was a well-known fact that he would poop himself on the set, Trump. People had to clean him up, and he'd have to leave, and he's incontinent.
Well, he said they would.
A lot of that is from speed and
they
coke.
Would hear it.
Yes.
And smell it.
Right. Yeah. Oh, watch that. You didn't see that video yet, Nick?
No.
This guy's really credible, and he's talking out loud. I'm surprised he's not being sued yet.
Well, you'd hear it first.
It's a great
video.
Did
that guy just grab his pants?
Yeah.
Did he smell it? Well, I guess he did.
Yeah. What's the dude's name?
How was that not news until
Noel
now?
Noel Kassler.
He just came live with it. Yeah.
Noel Kassler, a New York-based stand-up comic.
Yep. Was on Celebrity Apprentice.
Apparently claimed, without corroboration, that Trump would often soil himself on the Apprentice set.
If you watch the video, if he's lying, he's really good because he gives details. He was well-known on the set.
Yeah, he would say it would happen when he would get really upset.
Right.
Said he worked this Kassler guy.
Any
Noel Kassler guy said he's worked on the said that he did work on The Apprentice for 6 years as well as on
that's
Beauty
right.
Pageants.
Yeah,
worked
on
he was a staffer.
That's
he wasn't on The Apprentice.
As well as on Beauty
better.
Pageants.
But that's even better cooperate because he's actually behind the scenes.
But, well, his IMDb page doesn't mention any of these things he says he's worked on.
Oh. So maybe he's not credible.
Who knows?
That'll slow down production.
The video is really good.
Hey, don't get too mad. You're going to soil yourself again.
Yeah, this he's also said a few other things as well that, you know, no evidence and blah, blah, blah.
Well, everybody assigns stuff. You get sued on that show a lot.
Well,
like,
he also
any kind of
said
show like that, you get sued.
On his Twitter account in the last month, he accused Melania Trump of a prescription drug habit and said he saw Larry Kudlow, the White House economic advisor, smoking crack.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah, I don't see Kudlow as a crack smoker.
I don't either.
Although,
I mean, say
crack.
What you want. I don't see Kudlow as a crackhead.
Didn't you say it like that while you're smoking crack? You know, like we always say to each other.
He said he saw.
Oh, he saw. Yeah. Okay. All right.
But if you were to make a profile of a crackhead, the last guy you would draw is that Larry Kudlow guy.
Yeah. I have a bad habit of thinking it's really funny when people are, like, super pissed off.
Right.
because, you know, they're real mad. Yeah. And I'm like, huh? If they were to crap themselves and they were just all pissed, I would lose it.
But his reaction to it, the fact that he got on Twitter and said, hey, yeah, that hashtag, that's fake. And then Twitter had to flag it with, this claim about crapping your pants is disputed.
It's going out in a blaze of glory.
The fact that he got so upset about it lended more credibility to it.
Yeah.
Go away. Just go away.
Yeah. Go crap your pants somewhere in peace.
Right.
You don't even need a diaper.
Right.
In the future, you can just S the chair.
An exceedingly horrible story with no redeeming value.
That's a challenge.
Those are our favorite kind.
In a South Los Angeles neighborhood, 50-year-old Jose Fuentes was crossing a street when a motorcycle collided with him and sped away, according to the Los Angeles Police Department. There's video. Just seconds later, Mr. Fuentes is then hit by a white sedan, which also fled the scene, according to ABC News. Los Angeles station KABC, Fuentes was then hit a third time, but police did not release any information on that vehicle. Not one of the three vehicles stopped after striking Mr. Fuentes. Mr. Jose Fuentes is dead now.
Bad game of Frogger there, huh?
That's a cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I think I saw this video.
Anyone with information is asked to contact
the police. I thought it was a movie scene.
It was Sylvester, Tweety, and the dog running around in the street. Sorry.
I actually saw this
video. I thought it was
going to
be Mario, Luigi, and King Koopa all
That's
speeding
horrible,
by.
Man, right?
Well, after you get hit the first time, you get up, you're like, whoa, that was crazy. It should probably be fine. Then you get hit by another car, and then another.
Whoa!
Yeah, in the cartoon, there's enough time in between for him to go, not again.
And they have no idea when he died in the whole thing.
I hope it was the first one.
I don't know if it was one, two, or three.
I hope it was the first one.
Should have
for his sake.
Yeah.
It's almost like it was coordinated amongst all those vehicles. Everybody took off.
There's a video. The video's out there, isn't it, Craig?
There are, yeah, two of them.
Yeah,
they should work that into the next Fast and Furious movie when they're doing some car chase.
Right. Oh,
three cars in a row hit the same guy.
Well, it was on this date that Paul Walker. I believe it's his Michelle Bachmann birthday.
Oh,
oh, it is.
Oh, look at that.
I'm sure on that one.
Yeah.
And from Michigan, Grand Rapids, Michigan, former Kalamazoo doctor, I guess, Dr. Roger Beyer, had to be sentenced to serve 4 years, 9 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised police, also ordered to pay, or release, rather, also ordered to pay almost $900,000 in restitution. He treated mostly elderly patients. He agreed in May to plead guilty to conspiring to committing health care fraud and directing his staff to reuse single-use rectal devices.
Oh, man.
God, I wondered where the nasty turn was going to be.
I reuse mine.
Yeah, but you clean it in between, don't you?
And it's, well, and
yeah,
it's still you.
And this is single-use rectal devices.
Oh, right. Yeah, mine has been used in all rectals.
A nurse estimated that rectal pressure sensors were used more than 100 times before being replaced.
Oh.
How'd they clean them? Like pull them out of their mouth? just lick it off?
Just spit on it.
Wow.
Good night, folks.
Sorry.
He's not.
Did you all picture the tube and the mouth going,
great. Nope.
No.
That was just you.
That's on me.
You're the only one.
That's on me.
I am now.
You're welcome. Podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Also now available on Spotify. Download that, please.
I'd like to thank you all for not clapping at any point during the show, so it would throw my snaps off.
I
can't handle the noise.
Sharp Nick, you're a douchebag. All right. Bad fan. Nick's a bad fan. See ya Tuesday. Have a good day.
And meet tomorrow.
Wear a mask.
Good night.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.